The artist invites you to listen to a sound recording accompanying the light display. To follow is an audio description of the artwork, followed by an artist's commentary. The recording will play in a continuous loop. This artwork, titled Decoding Difference, is a sound and light installation made by Zoe Partington in 2022. Designed for a window display that shines both outside and into the gallery, it approximates to a large rectangular plinth-like shape measuring 2.4 metres wide by 1.5 metres at the highest point. The structure is lightweight wood painted white, in which slots have been created for lights to stand in. The light radiates from a series of LED tubes that sit alongside each other at regular intervals. The tubes shine at differing heights within the structure so that, from a distance, they mirror the form of a graphic of a monitored heartbeat. Fluctuations in the lights occur in response to the artist's blood glucose levels, as well as the sound of a heart beating. The colours move between pale and darker blues, greens, oranges and yellows, purples and reds, merging to create deeply nuanced shades.
This artwork is a sound and light installation linked to live data from my blood glucose levels. It is the width of the gallery window, 2.4 metres wide by 1.2 metres high. The light radiates in a series of tubes and graduates across to a pinnacle of light in the middle section, which is 1 metre 20 centimetres, which can then go down to 10 centimetres at the lowest level. The light shape mirrors a graphic showing a heartbeat. The sound of a heartbeat fluctuating correlates with the colours changing. The light installation resonates fluctuating colours from a calm turquoise blue, transcending to a deeper, darker blue, to sea green, sludging into a billowing tangerine with a slight edge of equator sunshine, shifting to a magenta, purple, and finishing with a striking fiery red. Decoding Difference is the idea that the structure or the sculpture is me. My changing glucose levels emerge through lights, reflecting my hidden impairment and sight loss, but not as a victim, and not to be pitied, and not as a sick person, but as a woman who emanates willpower, life, and humanity. I believe if your heart is in the right place, and I am seen as a woman with strength and not courage, then difference will be welcomed as opposed to being ignored. In that case, difference will not be overshadowed by the deficit medical model of disability that's spun through society and is very troublesome. It enables disabled people to really not enact change, but what we need is change to happen.